This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A project in Africa has just improved access to clear, filtered, drinkable water for an entire village. The new supply comes from deep wells and provides clean, filtered water directly from a metal spigot with a shiny pump handle. It is expected to decrease childhood diarrhea by 80% and improve health enormously. Villagers need to walk about the length of a U.S. football field from their homes to the pump and fill up large yellow plastic bottles and carry them back home. Now, before the well was drilled, villagers would need to walk about the same distance of a football field, but down a steep slope to a narrow, turgid creek and use the same 5-gallon yellow bottles, which they would fill with murky water and then climb back up the hill. The water pump is a no-brainer, but still, each morning and each afternoon, children and grown-ups walk in lines down to the creek to fill up their bottles. No one is standing at the pump. In India and elsewhere, large percentages of populations use agricultural fields and lightly wooded areas when they need to use the bathroom. In an attempt to reduce water contamination, improve sanitation, and promote safety by reducing rape and violent crimes and animal attacks in the fields, governments and nonprofit foundations have committed significant amount of money to dig latrines and supply millions of subsidized toilets near the house. Now, a study mentioned in The Economist found that even with functional safe toilets, millions refused to use them. In some cases, the detached toilet room was too close to the house and people were embarrassed to use them with others so close. In other cases, the small covered structure was more valuable to the family as a storage shed, an animal shelter, or even a small temple or shrine. Experts have tried the pull and push approaches to change people's behaviors. Some have tried to embarrass or out people who are not using their toilets or freshwater pump by taking pictures of them using the older methods and posting them on community boards. Others have provided incentives that can include money, free food, or higher social status. Some have even taken a page from American drug companies, which often find a doctor who is an opinion leader, someone other doctors respect. They then convince that leader to use a new drug or test and assume that others will follow, and it works. So social scientists go to villages and they find out who is the most respected family or elder and entice them to change their behavior and then use social marketing to announce that, say, Millie is using the fresh water and her new toilet, so you should as well. We are making great strides in terms of providing the masses with access to services most of us simply take for granted. But we are still in the dark ages when it comes to understanding how to change people's behaviors. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.